Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're studying the life of David. Been doing it quite a while now, just reading through basically the biblical account. And we haven't jumped into a lot of the chasing rabbits and that kind of stuff that you can actually do with a lot of these things. But I'm going to give you a couple of examples today. We're at the end of the 12th chapter of 2 Samuel. And the whole thing with Bathsheba and David, that account has come to an end now. The child died. Nathan the prophet had received the word from the Lord that the child that sometimes people say replaced him. It's not really replacement. They had another son, Bathsheba, and David had another son. David named him Solomon, but Nathan received the word from the Lord saying, hey, you know what? He's really beloved of the Lord, Jedidiah. He's beloved of the Lord for the Lord's sake. And boy, there's a lot to that. He's beloved of the Lord. And I think it sort of shows us so much about the heart of God. God's heart was broken over what happened with David, you know, what he had done. God's heart was broken with the fact that the child died. You know, sometimes we think, well, that was God's decision. It was. And God took him the glory. He did. But he understands, you know, the nature of what happens within the hearts of people. And so he comes along and says, this right here is Jedidiah. He is beloved of the Lord. Now, the very next verse is very much a change of pace. It's just keeping us up with the narrative and pushing us along. It says this, verse 26. Now, Joab fought against Rabbah of the sons of Ammon and captured the royal city. So you remember Joab is actually David's nephew. Okay, remember that? He's David's nephew. And so he's the one that leads the army. And he had gone and it says here that he captured the royal city. And Rabbah, it literally means great. And this is the capital city of the Ammonites. And you remember the Ammonites from a couple of chapters ago, they were the one whose king had done something good for David and David done for him. And the king died. And so David sent some emissaries to the son who took over. And the son listened to his young advisors who said, no, he's just trying to spy you out. Just trying to spy you out. Don't trust him. Remember that? That's the Ammonites. Well, guess what? David didn't take too kindly to that. So Joab goes, and he's about to totally conquer this city. Now, this city is really interesting. This is the one that actually had the bed of Og, the king of Bashan. Remember Deuteronomy where it talked about that bed that is 13 feet long and 6 feet wide, which by the standards of the day was absolutely a huge, huge bed, okay? And so anyway, he's about to capture this city. This city is still in Amman, Jordan today. It's in the center of the city of Amman, Jordan. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that if you have, you can download one of these little free apps on your phone, a Bible app, and just an extra click or two, you can find these things out. You go, wait a minute, this is sort of interesting. Because you see that these stories continue on even to the day. So anyway, Joab captured the royal city. Verse 27, Joab sent messengers to David and said, I have fought against Rabbah. I have even captured the city of waters. Now, therefore, gather the rest of the people together and camp against the city and capture it, or I will capture the city myself, and it will be named after me. So again, this is Joab. This is the nephew of David. And he's done some things he shouldn't have done. And by this time, David's got his eye on him. Okay. But what is he doing? Well, he's fought against this city. And he says, I even capture the city of waters. So apparently the idea behind it is that he's captured the water supply now. And you can be isolated and sequestered behind walls all you want to in a city. But if you don't have water and you don't have food, you've got a problem. The army outside will just wait you out. And so what he was saying is, hey, I've captured the water source right here. But here's what you need to do, David. You need to get the rest of the army together and come down here and camp against the city and you capture it. If you don't capture it, I'm going to receive the glory for it. Okay? I'll capture the city myself and it's going to be named after me. I'm going to receive the glory. And so I've got it ready for you to come in, okay? And so is he showing honor and deference to the king? Yeah, probably. Hopefully, because he knows he's in some trouble with some stuff, okay? So David does this. Verse 29. So David gathered all the people and went to Rabbah, fought against it, and captured it. Then he took the crown of their king from his head, and its weight was a talent of gold, very heavy. And in it was a precious stone, and it was placed on David's head. And he brought out the spoil of the city in great amounts. Now, there's something interesting about this, where it says this, that he took the crown of their king from his head. That can also be translated that he took Malcolm, M-A-L-C-A-M. You actually see this over in Zephaniah 1:5, how they bowed down and swore before Milcom, Malcolm, which is another name for Molech. Yeah, this was the major god of the Ammonites. And so is David putting on the major god's crown? We're not sure. It looks like that they may have had an idol to this major god, and this crown was on that idol, on that stone thing. And when David came and conquered, he took the crown off of the idol image and put it on himself and said, no, I am the king of this area now. And it had a precious stone, and that was placed on his head. And he brought all the spoil of the city in great amounts. Tremendous spoil of the city. In other words, he did exactly what you would do in this type of situation. Now, this last verse, it can be troublesome at first, maybe even at second, says this. He also brought out the people who were in it. Okay, so you take the spoil from the city, expect that. You bring the people out, expect that. He took the people out who were in it and set them under saws, S-A-W-S, saws, sharp iron instruments and iron axes, and made them pass through the brick kiln, And thus he did to all the cities of the sons of Ammon. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. So what's going on here? When I first read this, I thought, well, does this mean that he set them under the saws, a sharp iron instrument, iron axes? Did he kill them all? Did he execute them all? And that's somewhat, nearly almost, but not quite unlike David. You know, the Lord didn't tell him to do this. But then this thing made them pass through the brick kiln. Okay, a thing where you make bricks. Is that what's happening? Is that what's going on? I checked a couple of resources out on this, and basically they said this, that David just made them slaves. Okay, in other words, he enslaved the people that he conquered. Well, you see that kind of thing happening, so perhaps that is what occurred here. And that would make sense. You know, you put them in iron chains and this kind of stuff. That passed through the brick kiln, you know, like what is that sort of about? You know, just in reading it right now, and this happens every now and then, something will just come to my mind that is just outside of anything that I thought. And I sometimes wonder if that's not God cluing me in. So just take it, you know, with a grain of salt here. But I wondered if he passed them through the brick kiln. I wonder if he tattooed them, if he branded them like you would a cow, you know, passed them through the brick kiln. Maybe that they were just slaves and they were making bricks for him and all the building projects he had going on. That's great. That might have been what it was. Or did he do this? You know, did he sort of tattoo him in some way, like you would do a cow? We're simply not told. What we are told is that all the people were under David's authority. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. We're going to see something else interesting about this city a little more down the road in relationship to David. And even today, this city is mentioned on a daily basis in our news. Isn't that amazing? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you all for your time. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.